Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
6:45, quarter till 7 on this Thursday morning, June 26th is the time of week. We talked to our friend Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, a much-beloved veterinarian on the North Shore. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing excellent. How are you?
I am okay. Let's start with the heat, because it is oppressive, and people need to take care of themselves. They need to take care of their animals. I know as a veterinarian, you're very concerned with that. Talk about that, if you will, to get us going, please.
And especially, you know, you see this new phenomenon. They talk about these heat domes, you know, where in Washington, D.C., and think about that, 105 degrees in certain areas. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, with the heat and the humidity, you know, I've already talked to several people that have already had heat incidents where they got too hot out there just pushing the envelope. Mm-hmm. And so with the heat, you need to drink, number one, drink plenty of water. Also, make sure you have very loose-fitting clothing. But the other thing is that recognize the signs of heat stress. You know, you don't feel well. You start getting a little bit nauseated. You have profuse sweating, or you begin to feel very, very clammy. And sometimes you just don't start thinking straight. And immediately you need to get in and cool off. And you'll be out there, and of course your pets will be out there with you, and make sure they have plenty of fresh, cool water. They have access to shade. They have fans if they're outside. And, of course, you know, especially if they're inside dogs, you know, make sure that they always have access, you know, to being cool to the air conditioner, because they can get overheated very, very, very quickly. And if once you're overheated, come in and you know, cool down. Don't drink ice water, cool water. And, of course, no alcoholic beverages, because that will actually dehydrate you. And you can use a cool rag to wipe down. But stay inside long enough to cool down. If you have a severe incident, you probably need to talk to your physician, because the lingering effects of heat stress or heat stroke can last for quite a while. For your animals, bring them in. You can rub their paws down. You can use either ice water on their paws, or you can use alcohol and wipe it down. And bring them in. Get them chilled out. Give them some cool water. And if they are severe, what you would see, you know, when you look at their gums, we call it looking muddy. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a dark red. Just, you can tell it's not right. Bring them to your veterinarian. We'll get them cooled down, get them on some fluids, you know, give them some steroids, and monitor them to get them through that. Because you can reach a point, if this excessive heat stress becomes heat stroke, then there's a point of no return. You know, for your chickens and your horses and your cattle, you can put up fans for your cattle. They have loafing sheds you can put out. But be cognizant that you can get very hot very fast and get in trouble really quickly.
Tell me about this gum thing again with dogs, or what is it? What are we looking for?
So what you look at the mucous membranes, the gums, mm-hmm. instead of that nice red-pink color, it'll start looking dark, mm-hmm. like a dark red. We call it a muddy, M-U-D-D-Y, a muddy appearance. And you can tell, you know, it will not look normal. And if that's the case, then you're probably getting into trouble. And so that's part of when recognizing the signs of heat stroke.
Mike, I want to ask you about this Natchitoches paper mill. They got a story in a paper today about it closing and leaving Louisiana's forest industry in chaos. I know you can't drive around North Louisiana without seeing all kinds of logging trucks. How big of a deal is this?
It is a big deal. As we have been continually losing our paper mills, we're using less paper and less pulp. One of the things that was announced, though, is that in Monticello, Arkansas, that Weyerhaeuser is building a $500 million plant to use pieces of wood that would not normally go into production of lumber to make composite board using a new technology. We've got to work with Weyerhaeuser and other companies. We got to replace those mills with other ways to use paper. One of the things we're talking about is going with a team, and it will be a team of legislators going to see Drax, you know, both in the European Union and in the United Kingdom. They're one of our main users because they're using it for energy. So we've got to try to find alternative uses. There have been discussions of using different types of cellulose wood products to make energy, to make precursor chemicals and directly fuels. And we've got to get those facilities into other parts of the state. We have a massive wood basket. The other thing that's been hurting us has been that Canada and China have been dumping wood and wood products on our markets for a number of years. And so, you know, when that Canadian softwood, they dump that onto our market, it's hurt our local markets. But it's a big deal. In some parishes, timber is the economy and the main economy. And we've worked very hard trying to get other companies to locate. But the other thing that's going on is the overall interest rates. When interest rates are high, we don't build as much. We don't buy as much. And a lot of the paper, you know, if you look at the newspapers, look at the Wall Street Journal, look at your local papers, they're pretty thin. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be when the newspaper came, it was, you know, a half an inch thick and there were six papers. Now it's one and it's thin. So we're using less paper. And of course, with the quote, the Walmart stuff that comes in boxes, with the economy, we're using less of that. And then we're not building as many houses. So there's a number of different issues. And the bottom line is that our pulp and paper prices are depressed, and we don't have an adequate outlet for our lumber.
I've been to Campy. A lot of people don't know where it is. You better not blink.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You'll miss it. I just can't imagine what effect that's going to have on that area.
Oh, yes. I mean, when that is the source. And the other thing about on the wood basket, the timber, a lot of the timber, if that timber gets too big to cut, then it has no purpose whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people put their retirements into timber. We have 10,000 individual small landowners. About 9% of the land is owned by the government. And about another 9 or 10% is by the big landowners. The rest is by small landowners. Mm-hmm. So it has a terrible effect. And the bottom line is that we've got to, one, get our economy going so that we can use more lumber, but also then find alternative uses other than, quote, traditional paper.
Mike, tell me about the Farm Bureau Convention in New Orleans this weekend.
That's a big deal. I go every year. I've been a voting delegate there now for more than 40 years. I'm the vice president of my local Farm Bureau, and I also served as president for many years. And I served on the state board of directors back in the year 2000. That's a two-year tour. There will be 1,000 farmers. We'll have at least 800 delegates, voting delegates, all going to New Orleans from across the state. It starts today, but I will be there tomorrow. And then we will have the Century Farms program, Legacy Farms, where we will recognize new farms that have been there at least 100 years operation in the same family. Then I will address the voting delegates. We have a session where we go, and I will give a report to the voting delegates. And then, of course, after that is the great big ice cream social. We have a Queens contest. And then the work actually really goes on where you have the parish presidents meet, and they set up the voting delegates moving forward for Sunday, as well as the resolutions committee, all the things that are the policy that we follow in the Farm Bureau. And we have 163,000 families in the Farm Bureau. That all starts on Friday. Then Saturday we have all the commodity meetings. We have about 12 of those, and I will address each commodity group, talking specifically about the issues. That's where the groups get together and talk about the issues and also look at changes in policy and resolution. And then on Sunday is the formal meeting, the business meeting. We'll go through the business of the Farm Bureau. We'll go through election of officers, state officers. And I'm sure Mr. Richard Fontenot, the president, will be reelected. He is serving and doing an excellent job. And I was with him already this week once at the Rice meeting in Crowley. But then we will go through the formal resolutions where we discuss them, we vote them, and that becomes the policy and the direction for the Farm Bureau. And that's the big deal. And we spend a lot of time with that. But it's a very good organization. It's a very strong organization. And I've been a member as a voting delegate, again, for over 40 years. The governor will be there, as well as the commissioner of insurance, to address us on Sunday.
We'll be looking forward to it. Thank you, Mike. A pleasure as always. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. And if you're playing outside with the dog, I know I go through this with Grady, and you're playing tennis ball or whatever, and he decides to run in by the door, go in, listen to him. He's hot. 6:55, traffic now, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.